Hello and welcome to Hebrew Podcasts. Today's podcast is our first lesson. In this lesson, you'll learn spoken Hebrew by listening to a dialogue and a discussion of vocabulary, grammar, and idioms. With each podcast, there is a lesson guide where you can read the transcript, see the full translation, get additional information, and do a few exercises to reinforce the lesson. You can download the lesson guide from our website at HebrewPodcasts.com. In this first beginner level lesson, we'll meet Rina. She'll help us practice some greetings and learn some new words. Let's begin. Shalom, Rina.
Shalom, Dani. Ma shlomcha?
Nehedar, toda. Ma shlomech?
Beseder gamur.
I greeted Rina by saying shalom. This is the most common greeting in Hebrew and it can mean either hello or goodbye. Shalom, Rina. The word shalom can also mean peace or well-being. We see it used next when Rina asks me, how are you?
Ma shlomcha?
In Hebrew, shlomcha is a single word combination of the words shalom shelcha. This is what we say to a male person. Shlomech is a combination of the words shalom shelach, which is what we say to a female person. Let's practice. Shalom, Rina, ma shlomech?
Shalom, Dani. Ma shlomcha?
I answered you, Rina, with Nehedar, toda. Great, thank you. Rina, if I wanted to say thank you very much, I would say
Toda rabba.
When I asked you how you are, Rina, you said
Beseder gamur.
That means all right. Beseder means all right. Beseder gamur emphasizes that it's completely all right. Let's listen to this short dialogue again. This time we'll pause after each line so that you can practice by repeating out loud. Shalom, Rina.
Shalom, Dani. Ma shlomcha?
Nehedar, toda. Ma shlomech?
Beseder gamur.
Okay. Now suppose I wanted to introduce myself to you, Rina, I would say, Shalom, ani, Dani. This means, hello, I'm Dani. Rina, you would then respond with,
Naim me'od, ani, Rina.
Naim me'od is an expression that means, pleased to meet you. Literally, it means, very pleasant. That's a very useful expression.
Naim me'od.
Next, I'm going to ask Rina if she goes to school. Rina,
את הולכת לבית ספר?
In Hebrew, a question is often formed simply by the way we emphasize and without changing word order. For example, the statement you go is את הולכת. And when we turn it into a question, do you go, it simply becomes את הולכת? Finally, בית ספר, school, is composed of two words, בית ספר. Sefer means a book, and Bet Sefer literally means book house.
Levet Sefer
means to school. Rina, let's listen to your answer.
Ken, ani holechet lebet ha-sefer Kidma.
You said yes, you go to the school named Kidma. In my question, we heard
Levet Sefer
to school, but when Rina answered, we heard
Levet ha-sefer
to the school. Holechet, that's a verb that means go. In Hebrew, verb forms change based on the gender and plurality of the subject. In our case, the subject is Rina. Holechet is therefore the feminine form of the verb to go. Let's consider some variations. If Avi, a man, wanted to say, I go to school, he would say,
Ani holech levet ha-sefer.
Rina, if you and Noah, two girls, wanted to say, we go to the city, you would say,
Anachnu holchot la'ir.
Let's hear my question and Rina's answer again. Rina,
את הולכת לבית ספר?
כן, אני הולכת לבית הספר קדמה.
So, Rina, please tell us about your Hebrew teacher, המורה לעברית.
אני אוהבת את המורה לעברית.
Rina loves her Hebrew teacher. We hear ohevet, which is the feminine form of the verb to love. Ivrit is Hebrew. Le'ivrit means of Hebrew, the teacher of Hebrew. Let's try some variations. Rina, if you were speaking about a male English teacher, then you would say
Hamore le'anglit.
And to speak about both teachers, my teachers, you would say
Hamorim sheli.
Okay, Rina, tell us more about your Hebrew teacher.
Hi mora chadasha mitel aviv. Hi nechmada me'od. והיא משחקת איתנו ושרה איתנו שירים.
Okay, we heard quite a bit here. Let's examine what we heard. Rina, you said that your Hebrew teacher is new.
כן, היא מורה חדשה.
חדשה is the feminine singular form of the Hebrew adjective חדש. If you were talking about your teachers in plural, you would say
מורים חדשים.
Rina's teacher is from Tel Aviv. Let's listen to that again in the dialogue.
Hi mora chadasha mitel aviv.
Hebrew uses prefixes like le in le'ivrit or mi in mitel aviv. Those prefixes are the prepositions of and from, respectively. Next, Rina told us that her teacher is very nice. She is very nice is
Hi נחמדה מאוד.
She is very nice and she plays with us. Let's listen to how Rina said that.
היא נחמדה מאוד והיא משחקת איתנו.
Let's hear that again.
היא נחמדה מאוד והיא משחקת איתנו.
Rina's new teacher also sings with the kids. So Rina, את אוהבת לשיר?
כן, זה נחמד. אני לומדת לשיר שירים של חנוכה. כמו למשל, מעוז צור ישועתי.
To sing, לשיר, is nice. זה נחמד. So Rina, what song are you learning now for Hanukkah?
אני לומדת לשיר מעוז צור ישועתי.
לומדת, that's another verb in its feminine singular present tense, just like הולכת and משחקת. Before we conclude our lesson, let's listen again to the entire dialogue. We'll pause after each line for you to repeat it out loud. Shalom, Rina.
Shalom, Dani. Ma shlomcha?
Nehedar, toda. Ma shlomech?
בסדר גמור.
רינה, את הולכת לבית ספר?
כן, אני הולכת לבית הספר קדמה. אני אוהבת את המורה לעברית. היא מורה חדשה מתל אביב. היא נחמדה מאוד והיא משחקת איתנו. ושרה איתנו שירים.
את אוהבת לשיר?
כן, זה נחמד. אני לומדת לשיר שירים של חנוכה. כמו למשל, מעוז צור ישועתי.
That's it for today. In our next lesson, we'll meet Noah and we'll review the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Until then,
שלום ולהתראות.
שלום ולהתראות.